ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 1st द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट 42। यतो यतति यतो यतो धावति दैव चोदितम् यतो यतो धावति दैव चोदितम् मनोविकारात्मकम् आपपञ्चसु मनोविकारात्मकम् आपपञ्चसु गुणेषु मायारचितेषु धैयसो गुणेषु मायारचितेषु धैयसो प्रपद्यमाना सह तेन जायते प्रपद्यमाना सह तेन जायते। Translation and purport. Translation. At the time of death, according to the thinking, feeling and willing of the mind, which is involved in fruitive activities, one receives a particular body. In other words, the body develops according to the activities of the mind. Changes of body are due to the flickerings of the mind. For otherwise, the soul could remain in its original spiritual body. Purport. One can very easily understand that the mind is constantly flickering, changing in the quality of its thinking, feeling and willing. This is explained by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita 6.34. Chanchalami mana krishna pramati balavadhrudam tasyaham nigraham manne Vayoriva Sudushkaram. The mind is chanchala, flickering, and it changes very strongly. Therefore, Arjuna admitted that controlling the mind is not at all possible. This would be as difficult as controlling the wind. For example, if one were in a boat moving according to the wind on a river or the sea, and the wind were uncontrollable, the tilting boat would be very much disturbed and extremely difficult to control. It might even capsize. Therefore, in the Bhava Samudra, the ocean of mental speculation and transmigration to different types of bodies, one must first control the mind. By regulative practice, one can control the mind. And this is the purpose of the yoga system. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. But there is a chance of failure with the yoga system, especially in this age of Kali, because the yoga system uses artificial means. The mind is engaged in bhakti yoga. However, by the grace of Krishna, one can very easily control it. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Kevalam. One should chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, for the holy name of the Lord is not different from Hari, the Supreme Person. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly, one can fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo. And in this way achieve the perfection of yoga. Otherwise, the flickering mind will hover on the platform of mental speculation for sense enjoyment, and one will have to transmigrate from one type of body to another, because the mind is trained only in relation to the material elements, or in other words, to sense gratification, which is false. Maya Sukhaya Bharam Udvato Vimudam, Bhagavatam 7.9.43. Rascals, Vimudam, being controlled by mental speculation, make huge arrangements by which to enjoy life temporarily, but they must give up the body at the time of death. When everything is taken away by Krishna's external energy, Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham, at that time, when whatever one has created in this life is lost, and one must automatically accept a new body by the force of material nature. In this life, one may have constructed a very tall skyscraper, but in the next life, because of one's mentality, one may have to accept a body like that of a cat, a dog, a tree, or perhaps a demigod. Thus the body is offered by the laws of material nature. Karanam guna sangasya sadasatyoni janmasu, Bhagavad Gita 13.22. The spirit soul takes birth in higher or lower species of life only because of his association with the three qualities of material nature. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittistha ado gacchanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to hellish worlds. Bhagavad Gita 14.18. In conclusion, the Krishna consciousness movement offers the topmost welfare activity for the human society. The saner section of human society must therefore take this movement very seriously for the benefit of all humanity, to save oneself from the repetition of birth and death. One must purify his consciousness. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam. One must be freed from all designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. And come to the platform of understanding that Krishna is the original master and we are his eternal servants. When the senses are purified and engaged in Krishna's service, one achieves the highest perfection. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. The Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of Bhakti Yoga, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. By following the principles of this movement, one becomes disassociated from material mental concoctions and is established on the original platform of the eternal relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as servant and master. This, in summary, is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So in this verse, Vasudev, Lord Krishna's father, he was suddenly confronted with a very, very challenging situation. When he was married, actually, Vasudeva and Devaki. And Kansa was driving this chariot. He was taking his sister to her new house. And this event had been specially designed by the Supreme Lord. Without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, nothing happens. And at the time, the earth was overburdened with so many sinful people. And that was the purpose of the Lord's advent. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. To protect the innocent devotees and to annihilate the demons. So, this time when they were going on that chariot, we can imagine somebody newly married going happily, and suddenly one who is driving the chariot, he stops, because there was some special announcement from the sky that he would be killed by the eighth child of Devaki. And Kansa, being a demonic in nature, he was on that bodily platform. He was thinking that if I am killed, my body is killed, then everything will be finished. I will not be able to enjoy this mortal world. So he was not able to tolerate such thing. And to protect his sense gratification, he immediately removed the sword and wanted to kill his own sister. Can you imagine? Newly married, going very happily to new home, and here Kansa, her own brother, is trying to kill. It is a very, very dangerous situation. You cannot imagine. Somebody standing in front of us with a sword in his hand, ready to attack any time, not able to understand anything. So that time, Vasudev, of course, he was a very sober person. Srila Prabhupada explains that the greatness of a person has to be estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. This was a very, very provoking situation. He also could have raised his sword and there could have been a combat. But he knew that is not the purpose actually. I have to somehow other protect my wife, myself. So therefore, he had to enter his mind, the mind of Kansa. Because ultimately everything depends upon the mind. Where our mind is, we will be there sooner or later. The mind is convinced about Krishna consciousness. Even the weakest, maybe physically weakest devotee, can practice very blissfully. And if the mind is not convinced, is hovering on different platforms, thinking from one place to another, even the strongest, physically maybe very strong person, but still will not be happy. So this is the situation. The mind plays so important role. Therefore, our acharyas have preached to their own mind, manashiksha. That they are preaching to their own mind that why you are looking for so many different types of sense pleasures, gross and subtle. You should just engage in the service of the Lord. Bhajavure mana shri nandana abhaya charana ravindara. So they are constantly preaching to their own minds. Sometimes when somebody is preaching, sometimes we think that, okay, I'm preaching to these 100 people. 100 people are following me. But if one has not controlled the mind, then what is the use of such following? It's like blind leading to the blind. So therefore, one has to first control the mind. That's the most important element within us, which is the most difficult to control. Lord Krishna also explains that Chanchalami Manakrishna Pramati Balavad Drudam Tasyaham Nigram Manne Vayoris Vidushkram. Arjuna is telling Lord Krishna that my mind is so flickering. It is not steady at one place. But Pramati Balavad Drudam, it is so strong. I'm telling so many times, but it is not listening. That is the conditioning of the mind. So, of course, Vasudev, he knew these subtleties, that how the mind is controlled. Mind is one's own friend. The mind is uncontrolled. The same mind within us can become the worst enemy. So slowly, slowly he started entering into the mind of Kansa. He started praising him, that you are such a wonderful person. And like that he started pacifying him somehow or other. And then telling philosophy, that how the body changes. Body is temporary, it changes from one body to another, the soul transmigrates. This kind of basic fundamental knowledge is required. We do not require big kathas to preach to someone. But if somebody is expert in preaching this basic fundamental knowledge, one can change the heart of the person. So, therefore, here we can see that Vasudeva is telling that what happens at the time of death. That according to the thinking, feeling and willing of the mind, which is involved in fruitive activities, one receives a particular body. The mind is constantly thinking of achieving something, fruitive activities. So many activities a person is performing throughout his life. And mostly the purpose of performing all these activities is that what will I achieve materially? If there is some material benefit, then I will struggle for it. That's the main purpose. Therefore, we can see that people are struggling so hard, parishram, because everything is based on this temporary body. This body is temporary, it is not eternal. Kamala dala jala jivana talama. It is explained that our life is like the drop of the water which falls on the leaf of a lotus petal. So when that drop falls on that leaf, how much time it is going to remain? Just for maybe 1 or 2 seconds and just again merge into the water. So similarly, compared with eternity, our life is almost negligible. It is nothing, insignificant. But even in that time period, the mind is not controlled. If it is not properly situated, one starts creating such a big problem. One starts thinking that this is all in all. If I don't achieve this goal, my life is waste. Correct. So therefore we can see that In Kali Yuga, especially in this 21st century, people are suffering with mental disorders. That's the main problem in this Kali Yuga. They have everything, but still mind is not controlled. Mind is troubling. Some pinprick, Srila Prabhupada also explains that there is some pinprick in the human society. And therefore, the whole civilization is not happy. It is restless. And on this bodily platform, people try to construct so many things. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that how he is quoting one verse of Prahlad Maharaj, Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvata Vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that I am not worried about my own deliverance. Naiva Dvije Paradurataya Vaitaranyas. Tadvirya Gaya Na Mahamruta Magna Chitta. Shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvato vimura. Prahlad Maharaj, who is very, very compassionate devotee, he is not worried about his own deliverance. He is explaining that samodar, I am trained in such a way that I can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. But what is my anxiety? Shoche Tato Vimukha Cheta Endriyartha. Those people, what they are doing, Endriyartha, for the sense gratification, Vimukha Cheta, they are not remembering the Supreme Lord. They have turned their faces from the Supreme Lord. Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvata Vimudha. And what they have created, this Maya Sukhaya, this flickering happiness to get for a small time, they have created such a humbug civilization. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is a humbug civilization. It's a very, very strong word. He's just pulling out the very foundation of material civilization, which is based on the bodily platform. Everything is based on the bodily platform. And because of that, so many big, big industries, so many big, big cosmetic industries, sports, restaurants, so many things. So everything is based on the material body, which is temporary. Nobody can stop death. It is going to come to everyone. But still, old age, diseases, death, nobody can stop. But still, everyone is struggling hard to stop somehow or other, because they are not realizing the very fundamental principle of spiritual life. We are not these mortal bodies, we are spirit souls. When somebody forgets that I am spirit soul, then immediately he is captured by the illusory energy, which makes him think that he is this mortal body, which is all in all, and he has to provide everything for this mortal body. And in this way, he goes on and on, from one life to another, species after species, because forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord, because of the fruitive activities. And therefore, here Vasudeva is going to these deep-rooted problems, and is giving him this basic fundamental knowledge that this is going to happen. If somebody he remembers whatever he remembers at the time of death, whatever his consciousness is there, he is going to achieve that form. So where our mind is, if mind is trained to think about the material activities throughout one's life, then naturally he is going to think about all those material assets. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes one may be born as dog or a cat or a tree or perhaps demigod. We do not know what is going to happen. Within that one stroke, everything changes. At the time of death, everything changes actually. It's very hard to digest. But it is going to happen to everyone. And especially means those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are regularly reminded of such realities. So therefore they can prepare. Prepare. Lifetime is preparation. So they have sufficient time to prepare their mind. But those who are in the material consciousness, there is no time. There is no time. That day also Bhavanand Prabhu was explaining that you will not be given one extra moment when that messenger of Yamraj comes. He is not a merciful devotee. Yamraj may be a Mahajan, but his messengers are not like that. They do their job very perfectly. They are very, very punctual. So they come right on time. Everyone has been given sufficient time. And it depends upon how we use. If we misuse, again, welcome back next life. So therefore, if one has to avoid seeing the faces of these ghastly creatures, then one should take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. Not at the end of death, when one is not able to walk properly or speak properly. Prahlad Maharaj explains that Kaumaram Acharat Pratne, that from very beginning of childhood, one should try to take this process very, very seriously. Because that way we are building our consciousness. There is nothing lost. One never loses anything in Krishna consciousness. Whatever advancement one has done, that is permanent. Sometimes people have fear that if I start associating too much with devotees, maybe I will become like them. So better keep a safe distance. But here we can see that great devotees in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, how they, even the kings, they practice Krishna consciousness. And they achieved the ultimate perfection of their lives. So Srila Prabhupada, who has come in this parampara, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya parampara, and he has established this ISKCON society, Krishna consciousness movement. And he has made it so simple. He's explaining that by following the principles of this movement, one becomes dissociated from material mental concoctions and is established on the original platform of the eternal relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as servant and master. This, in summary, is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So very concisely, Prabhupada is giving the summary of this movement, that how somebody follows these basic principles of this movement. He has given, there are many rules and regulations, but basically he told that just chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the very beginning. And if one can fix the mind on this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then he has achieved the highest perfection of yoga. Mind is very flickering. It cannot remain at one place. Therefore, this Maha Mantra is here. So when somebody chants this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very attentively, that is the most important aspect. The mind has to be attentive when we are chanting the holy name. So when somebody chants like that, then he will feel the happiness in Krishna consciousness. He will realize that I am not this material body. I am the spirit soul. And that relationship with the Supreme Lord as a servant and master is established. So therefore, it is important that we take this process very, very seriously. And here, Vasudeva was trying to preach such basic things to Kansa. Somehow they're trying to get out of this dangerous situation. This basic philosophy. You are not this mortal body. What happens at the time of death? These are basic things. And like that means, therefore, it is important that how we train ourselves in Krishna consciousness. It is not that just because I am here in this comfortable place, so therefore I have a right to go back home, back to Godhead. It is not the color of a dress that is important, but what is the consciousness? Srila Prabhupada explains that it is not just by wearing the dress of a sadhu one becomes a sadhu. It's a very long way. This is a practice. One should practice. One has to control the mind. One has to fix the mind in service of the Lord. Mind is restless. Mind is always looking for some kind of sense gratification, gross or subtle. Wherever one gets, one will go there. And one is not aware of that also, that I am forcibly carried away to such kind of things, because there is some subtle desire of fame, followers, name. So therefore I will do something which will attract the attention of everyone. Mind is so strong actually. Therefore Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj also is to tell that I wish to beat my mind 100 times in the morning with broom and 1,000 times with shoes in the evening. This is the situation of the mind. In spite of hearing so much philosophy, going to holy places, eating so much prasadam, still mind is not controlled. Still looking for some kind of sense pleasure. So therefore it is so important that we control our mind and fix in the service of the Lord. So unless one comes to that level of that realization that I am insignificant. Krishna is only Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the master. I am the servant. I should try to become the servant of the servant of the servant. 100 times, 1,000 times servant of the servant. Because the tendency of the mind is to always look for something going up. I want to slowly, slowly become the master. That is the subtle desire. It's so deep-rooted. So therefore, we need the guidance of the acharyas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who understood all these subtleties and given certain guidelines for sadhakas, that how sadhaka should behave, how sadhaka should perform his bhajan. Even in the name of bhajan, there can be glorification. One can look for that kind of pleasure, that I am such a big devotee that I chant 64 rounds every Ekadashi, fasting from water. That kind of pride can also come. So there is another subtle desire actually, deep-rooted. So therefore, we need to analyze ourselves. What are our motives in performing devotional activities? Is it for my sense pleasure or it is for Krishna's pleasure? There is a difference. Sometimes we say that it is for Krishna's pleasure we are doing this, for Gopinath's pleasure. But we need to check ourselves whether it is for Krishna's pleasure, it's my desire I am superimposing on the Lord. We want Krishna to become our servant, or we want to become servant of Krishna. So this is important actually. And therefore, we need help of the acharyas. And today also happens to be the disappearance of Srila Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, who was on a very, very different platform. There were three Babajis of Navadvip, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Vansidas Babaji Maharaj. And externally, they appeared to be quite different, quite weird. But they were on the highest transcendental platform. They may not be appear to be chanting regularly on their rounds or something, but they had such deep devotion to the service of the Lord. So Srila Vansidas Babaji Maharaj, who was he used to stay in Navadvip, his life is was quite austere in his childhood. They were from fisherman family, and after fishing, while going back to his house, he used to visit one temple of Gaur Nithai, and there some devotees used to tell the stories of Gaur Nithai. And after hearing those, he became so attached to the deities of Gaur Nithai. And later on, he became quite renounced from worldly affairs. Although he was married and had son, something 6 months old or something, he gave up his family and went to his spiritual master's ashram and started serving there. And he was on a different platform. He was like 6 feet tall, but very strong. Srila Prabhupada explains that when somebody chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they don't get disease. They improve in their health. Luster comes on them. So because of their connection with the Supreme Lord, the chanting of the holy name, Lord, name of the Lord, Krishna and Krishna are non-different. So somebody is chanting the holy name attentively, he will definitely improve in his health. But if it is not happening, that means there is something wrong. We are not chanting properly, maybe. So therefore, he was so much attached to his duties. He was staying at Navadvip, Raniganj, that side, that part of Ganga. And he, in a small thatched hut, he had deities of Sri Gadadhar, Nityananda, Gaura, Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Bal Gopal. These deities he is to worship. And how is to worship? He was not even giving them proper clothes, just some tattered clothes were there. And it's not regular bhoga offerings or something. Whenever he felt like, he would make offerings. But still he had such a devotion to these deities. Whenever he would go anywhere, he would take his deity of Gopal with him. So people would also come sometimes because they knew that he's a great Babaji. They would bring something, they used to ask something. So it all depended upon him, whether to answer someone or not answer. If he felt like answering someone, he would answer. And mostly he would talk with his deities. He would not talk with them also. If somebody would ask something, he would answer them, he would answer to deities. And he could understand the motives. What is the motive of this person? Why he is coming to me? If somebody is sincere, he could understand that he is a sincere person. And he would give a proper answer to him. So in this we can see that he was on a totally different platform. And there are so many incidents, so many stories about his life. And especially Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj, he was at Mayapur, he understood that he is a great devotee, he is a great Mahabhagavat on the Vatsalya platform. And he used to send some of his brahmacharis, he would send some prasadam so that he gets something regularly. But he would sometimes take, sometimes he would not accept, he would say so many things to them. And sometimes brahmacharis, they used to get angry. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj told him not to become angry with him. He sent another brahmachari who would just go nearby him and keep the prasad and come. And his remnants, there were, he had been to something, Jagannath Puri or something. He was a different place. So there were some brahmacharis, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj had sent companions. They were serving him. And his remnants, he would, he would actually hardly eat. Maybe once or twice in a week. So there would be hardly remnants. So there was no question of getting his remnants. But whatever was there, they used to get and send to Mayapur, send to Radharaman temple in Vrindavan for those Goswamis. Because they knew that he is a great devotee. And once when he was in Jagannath Puri, he went to ocean and he had deity of Gopal in his hand. And he asked his deity, Gopal, do you want to take bath here? And he just waved the ocean, please come here, please come here. And big some waves came. And he gave a proper bath to his deity of Gopal, like that. Then another time he went to western door of Jagannath temple, and he was there on his own. He was just as a completely renunciate, unknown Babaji was standing there, and some from Gaudiya Math, some sannyasi, and some brahmacharis, they came. They understood that Babaji Maharaj has come here. So they started doing loud kirtan. So he tolerated for some time. And then he said that your chanting is breaking the mrudanga, but it is not breaking the heart. So he understood. He went to the deep and understood the purpose behind it. And he was that kind of chopping technique. Immediately cut. And so therefore, such advanced devotees should not be judged externally. We cannot judge externally that sometimes they would speak some harsh words. So it's for purification. Mind is so strong, doesn't want to hear any kind of strong words. So therefore, we have to preach regularly to our own mind. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has given a lot of teaching to the own mind, teaching to our own mind that how we should preach to ourselves. So, sorry, time is over. So, any question or comment, anything is there? Yes. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की yeah.